I had a case in Midland, a large criminal conspiracy case, and a lot of the defense lawyers, very highly qualified, and one in particular I thought was just outstanding. But in the morning, he would stroll into the courtroom with this tiny little legal assistant behind him, struggling with a bunch of suitcase sort of boxes, and she would just, you know, be trying to keep up with him, and he would just be stroked, nothing, not a thing in his hands. End of the day, she would pack everything up, he would stroll out again, and she would, you know, just be tugging at all these boxes. The jury hated him. They wanted him to help that woman carry those boxes, and so It is as you say, they're seeing everything, and that just eroded his credibility, his likability with the jury. They could hardly wait to convict his client, and wanted me to give him the max when it was all over. So it does remind me. This is not a jury story, but about authenticity. I had a law clerk one time. Who had just started, and my secretary had been with me forever as a secretary, as a lawyer, and then she had been with me in El Paso when I was a judge, and then when we moved, she and her husband moved to Midland, then we moved to San Antonio, they moved, so I mean, this woman is very important to me as a friend and as a colleague, and so one day a bunch of boxes came in, And she looked at the young lawyer and said, say, can you help me move these boxes? And he looked at her and said, move them yourself. I didn't go to law school to move boxes. You know, that was a real kind of teaching moment for that young man. and we worked on it. But, it kind of goes back to, you don't go to law school to learn how to be inhuman. Are inhumane. Hopefully you go to law school to learn how to carry out a special responsibility. At any rate, you just have to realize juries see everything, right. Everything.
And I think now, you know, juries, where we are today, I mean, I think there's going to be a presentation on social media later, but juries are used to consuming information in a different way, certainly different than the way it's about to be presented to them in trial. And so really, you know your case, you know how to present things, but some of the biggest feedback that I get from juries after a trial is, we were so confused the whole time. We didn't know what to grasp on. And you have to imagine it's because we're used to sort of this 24-hour news cycle. Juries are used to seeing the same thing over and over and over again, whether it's on the news, whether it's in social media, whether it's on Twitter, of just sort of those big headlines. And so I'm not saying you have to distill your case down into, you know, 140-character tweets, but just know that the way that your juries are processing that information from voir dire until the end has to be streamlined in a way that it's not necessarily the most intuitive way to present your case, and you have to start changing it and knowing that their attention spans are shorter. They want sort of, you know, this exciting presentation, and while that's not necessarily your job isn't there to entertain them, if you want them to be engaged and with you that whole time, you have to kind of give them those carrots to stay focused, and just learning. It's not intuitive as a trial lawyer necessarily when you're presenting kind of a dry commercial case over the course of a couple of weeks, but you have to find something that's going to hook them in so that they'll go along with you. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that occurred to me in thinking about what I hear from jurors most often, and this has been, I think, the last 4 or 5 jury trials, this specifically has been related to me by the jury, and it's probably, you know this, but it is remarkable to me in the number of times juries do and say this, and that is this. It's remarkable how many times I go back to talk to the jury, and they say some version of, we really wanted to give usually the plaintiff the relief they were asking, except for those rules you gave us. In other words, the jury instructions. The lesson there is juries really pay attention to and generally follow jury instructions. And the lesson, I think, for litigators there is you can have the strongest case equitably, and you can think, you know what, I'm going to get in there and inflame the passion or sympathy of the jury. And you may have a case that is very, you may have a sympathetic client, but just remember at the end of the day that jurors really do take seriously the admonition from the judge that they are sort of cabined by those instructions. And I have them over and over say, we were sympathetic and we do think this person suffered a harm, but we really read and there was not a way for us to do what we wanted to do and follow the instructions you gave us. Now, I think that's very encouraging, but it also is a lesson to litigators that you know, if going into a case, if you have in the back of your mind that, you know, the law is not particularly strong for you, but the equities are, just remember you're going to have to navigate in a world where most juries really take those instructions seriously.